Say, yeah. I am hoping that this is not the last we hear of the Zoom choir this Christmas, because I have a special song for them to sing in a couple of weeks that they will love. The year was 1962. The month was October. The crisis was that the Soviets had managed to secretly place ballistic missiles in Cuba, touching off a crisis. The world waiting with bated breath if the superpowers would toy with the actual idea of waging nuclear war. Many of President John Kennedy's advisor suggested that he launch a preemptive strike on Cuba. But Kennedy's Secretary of State, a Georgian by the name of Dean Rusk, advised him to exhaust every diplomatic channel before he resorted to military action. And diplomacy worked. Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev removed his missiles from Cuba and ordered his ships that were carrying more missiles to turn around, prompting Dean Rusk to utter the famous and enduring line, "We have been staring eyeball to eyeball, and the other fella just blinked." It was amidst that incredibly tense time that a man named Noel Regney and a woman named Gloria Shane were asked to write a Christmas song. As Noel Regney looked out his New York City apartment at the height of the crisis, he beheld young women pushing their babies in strollers. And he was suddenly struck with an emotion that he and his wife needed to write a song that was a plea for peace. And so they composed in that time, "Do You Hear What I Hear?" It is a song that never mentions Jesus explicitly, and yet it draws heavily from Matthew and Luke's accounts of the Nativity. The night wind sees a star with a tail as big as a kite, and the night wind whispers to a little lamb, "Do you see what I see?" And the little lamb recruits the lowly shepherd boy that tends him. "Do you hear what I hear? A song high above the trees with a voice as big as the sea." And the lowly shepherd boy goes to the mighty king and says, "Do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold." And the king speaks to his entire people. "Pray for peace," he implores them. "Pray for peace. Pray for peace. For this child that shivers in the cold brings us goodness and light." This simple song never mentions Jesus explicitly, and yet it articulates four themes fundamental to the whole Advent message, the first of which is all of creation participates in the announcement of the coming of the Prince of Peace. The night wind, a star, a lamb, a shepherd boy, a mighty king, an entire population, they all conspire enlisted in this effort to announce the coming of the Prince of Peace, the Lamb of God, who inaugurates the coming of the kingdom of God. The entire cosmos participates, from a lamb to a shepherd boy to the stars in the sky. They all participate in the coming of the pronouncement that the Prince of Peace is on the way. Secondly, this little song articulates a message that is embedded in our gospel. God uses the humble, the lowly, the subtle, the obscure to make manifest universal truth. The world might have missed the star, but not the night wind who alerted the Lamb. The world might have not heard the song, but the Lamb alerted the shepherd boy who informed the king that a child shivering in the cold would be the one to usher in God's transcendent gifts. The king ensconced in his warm palace is also ensconced in ignorance. It is not that God's great blessings flow down from above, down to the populace. No. God's good news flows up from the humble and the lowly and the subtle, from the lamb and the shepherd, even as God's angel choir announced Christ's birth to a group of shepherds on a hillside. It is the lowly, the humble, the obscure, the powerless who articulate God's message. Pray for peace, people everywhere. The song, small though it is, marks a progression of recruitment. The night wind recruits the little lamb who alerts the shepherd boy to the song, who alerts the king, who enlists the people. Pray for peace. It's not the king who can usher in God's transcendent gifts. It's the child shivering in the cold. Pray for peace. The progression marked by this song mirrors, parallels the progression of hanging of the green as brown is turned to green and to red and to gold and to white, all marking the coming, the inexorable coming of the kingdom of God. But fourth and finally, this little song speaks to the fact that only the gifts offered by the Christ, only the transcendent spiritual gifts brought in by the people of the Spirit, only they can answer the great challenges of our time. I should tell you, Noah Regney and Gloria Shane, who wrote this song, could not bring themselves to sing it for years. They remembered the context in which it was written, and every time they tried to sing it, they broke down in tears. They realized, looking out that window and seeing those mothers pushing babies in their strollers, we have reached a time, an era of such technological savvy that we can obliterate millions in an afternoon. We could have destroyed all of those mothers and those babies in an instant. The only sane alternative to that kind of danger is the gift of peace, transcendent peace brought by a God who is beyond us, whose gifts we cannot manufacture ourselves. Pray for peace. Pray for peace, people everywhere. We are called to be instruments of peace in our divided, broken, fractured world. Do we truly live as instruments of Christ's peace? Pray for peace, people everywhere. The truth is, the world was in far more danger in that moment than they realized, because there was a Soviet submarine that had sunk deep into the abyss so as to avoid detection from U.S. ships that knew it was somewhere there. It had sunk so deep that it couldn't also receive radio signals from Moscow. And the commander of that sub and his political liaison agreed that war had probably broken out and they needed to launch their nuclear missiles at the U.S. The U.S. had no idea that sub even had nuclear missiles. But aboard that sub was also the admiral who commanded all of the Soviet submarine fleet, a man by the name of Vasily Arpakov. And Vasily said, "No, I do not believe, though we don't know, I do not believe that this crisis has precipitated war. I will not break the peace." It was not until 2002 that the world actually knew how close it came to nuclear war, when a Soviet admiral admitted that he was aboard that sub and the overwhelming sentiment was to launch the missiles. But Vasily Arkhipov said, "No, I will not break the peace." Experts say that had they launched those missiles, the U.S. would have retaliated and 200 million people would have died, including most of us. Maybe we need to hear that song again. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Dean Rusk, that Georgian, that Secretary of State, said that as he was living that crisis, one question pierced his mind, a question he had learned as a boy in Atlanta in his Presbyterian and catechism class. What is the chief end of humanity? What is the chief end of humanity? And he remembered the answer. It is to glorify God and to enjoy God forever. As he lived through that crisis and reflected upon the possibilities afterward, that question, what is the chief purpose of life? What is life all about? Kept haunting him, and he kept coming back to that answer he learned as a child. Our purpose as human beings is to glorify God and to enjoy God forever. Is that so very different from the message articulated by the simple song that Angela and the children sang? Do you hear what I hear? A child shivering in the cold. He will bring us goodness and light. Our Advent preparations are to open our hearts to receive those gifts of goodness and light, the light of the world. And all he asked in response is that we honor him by being instruments of peace ourselves. May we pray together. Lord, may we hear your song. A song high above the trees with a voice as big as the sea. It is the song of your Holy Spirit. May we see your star with a tail as long as a kite. May we hear the voice of the Lamb of God, and the Good Shepherd. And may we open our lives to your gifts and be instruments of peace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Even as the Spirit has moved you this morning to claim this Christ as Savior, to embrace this one who brings us goodness and light, we offer you opportunity. If you want to come, splice your life into this family and be nurtured, be encouraged, be strengthened in faith, even as you strengthen us. We offer you opportunity as we are led in song.